KGMI Entertainment News.
There's some new developments in a controversy over a decades-old mural here on the West Coast. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The San Francisco School Board has voted 4-3 to rescind a previous decision to cover up a George Washington campus mural that critics say is racist and degrading in its depiction of Black and Native American people. The vote followed a court ruling in a lawsuit that the school board's original decision violated state law.
Now, the mural was painted back in 1936 at George Washington High School in San Francisco. It's pretty fitting, but let's look at the description here of this mural. It contains images of white pioneers standing over the body of a Native American and slaves working at Washington's Mount Vernon estate in Virginia. So that's the description of the mural. I mean, it's you can't really erase history, but I think the depiction might need some overlooking, maybe.
I don't know. There's a reason some of these school board members were booted out a couple years ago. There was a recall election there. They were so focused on renaming schools that parents and residents were just a little sick of it all. I think we can all understand removing, say, like statues and things that commemorate and honor racism and the Confederacy and things like that. But works of art and stuff like this, it's an important conversation starter. And yeah, you're literally whitewashing history when you remove things like this. So I don't know. I took a look at the mural and you know, these murals exist and it's an important part of history. And it's important for us to talk about this aspect of American history.
Absolutely. Because if we don't know about it, then it's not going to exist. And it sets a dangerous precedent moving forward into the future, you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Turning to television, though, a steamy save on the West Coast, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Rescuers rushed to get to a group of women from a religious reality show after they hiked up Arizona's Camelback Mountain as temperatures climbed past 100 degrees.
We had no idea going into it that this apparently was one of the hardest trails in Phoenix.
Bad Girls Gone Gods' Tatiana Robinson was one of three airlifted to a hospital.
We kept stopping, and the more we had no water, so the more that we stopped, the harder it got. I started getting really, really dizzy.
The hikers were being filmed on a journey, they say, to get closer to God. They chalk up their successful rescue to divine intervention. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Okay, and Arizona, when it comes to hiking out there, that's one of the states where you need a lot of experience. Or I don't think you need that much experience, but you need a little bit of foresight to know that, hey, it gets really hot over there. Like, you should really be prepared when going into that. But that's not something. This happened during the taping of a reality TV show, and those shows are a little bit notorious for not exactly preparing their contestants ahead of time for the elements that they're about to face.
Sounds like it was contrived. Not a whole lot of common sense going on here.
No.
But this can happen. It's important to know what you're getting into when you go out on a hike. And there's a lot of free resources for us out there. I have WTA.org. That's Washington Trails Association. It's a cool website. I have an app. It's called the Trailblazer app, WTA. And it gives you all the information about all the hikes in Washington State, how difficult it is, how much elevation there is, trail updates, how the conditions are. So utilize these resources. And yeah, you know, these people could have died.
Absolutely.
Arizona is very hot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And people have died in the past, too. And especially if you're doing it for the sake of entertainment. I mean, that's a liability in and of itself. And I understand you're signing off on a waiver. You're going into this reality show. But there's some of these things where, again, common sense goes into play. Right. Maybe don't say, you know what, I'll step back. The prize money or whatever. It's just not worth it.
Also, this was not divine intervention. Great work by search and rescue here. Save some lives today.
100%. Mark Skolton's got sports coming up next.